GEM, a community of public scholars demanding and embodying liberation. Newsletter, April 2025. Dear friends, relentlessness is a concept that seems to define the nature of recent times, and one that we've increasingly lived and felt. The non-stop of it all. Never a moment to catch breath and catch up as we experience personal traumas and witness global horrors that somehow don't stop. Now more than ever, we are aware of the necessity of building community, creating systems that allow for those who need it to take a moment, moments, to draw breath, to rest, to stop, knowing there'll be many others continuing the struggle until they can return. With this, we're also called to explore what it actually means to be in community, and understand that, as well as strengthening the connections we already have, this may also mean building links and working with or alongside those with whom we may not fully agree in small or significant ways. It is essential, though, that this does not translate to setting aside our principles or beliefs in the name of compromise, nor to watering down our ideals to reach some acceptable or realistic common view or course of action. We can and must hold on to what is fundamental to our particular worldviews, even as we find ways to organise together towards liberation, despite the discomfort attempting to reach such a balance can bring about. There is strength in our differences, and so we continue to work towards finding this balance as we keep striving to exist as our full selves, loudly and uncompromisingly in a world that would rather we didn't exist at all. With love and solidarity, GEM Collective. Links to find us on social media: at GEM Collective on Blue Sky, at GEM Research Collective on Instagram, at GEM _ Collective on Twitter, at GEM Collective on YouTube. In community, in collaboration. Stuart Hall Archive Project. Conjunctures, dialogues, readings. Image alt text. A casual head and shoulder portrait of Stuart Hall, an older black man with close-cropped greying beard, brown eyes, and greying black hair. He is smiling, wearing a blue shirt open at the collar, and looking to the left off camera. Stuart Hall. Photo by Clinton Hurton, courtesy of Annie Paul. Begin quote. The Stuart Hall Archive Project is a major multidisciplinary research project that will expand public understanding and engagement with the work of the celebrated cultural theorist, Professor Stuart Hall. End quote. Friends of GEM, Professor Pat Noxolo and Dr. Rita Gale, will be leading on Conjunctures, a programme engaging with the extended Caribbean cultural and social diasporas, minoritised communities, that platforms new questions, knowledges, practices and pedagogies, and GEM looks forward to participating. Read more at the project's webpage, and for queries about the project or to join the mailing list, contact sharchiveproject@contacts.bham.ac.uk. Fossil Free Books. GEM has been engaging with Fossil Free Books, a group organising as workers for a genocide-free, fossil-free books industry. Begin quote. We are workers across all areas of the books and publishing industry, organising against complicity with Israel's crimes, as well as fossil fuel and fossil fuel finance. We demand an industry that values life over profit. As writers, editors, publishers, booksellers, librarians and more, we have power as workers to withdraw our labour and shape this industry. Join us. End quote. Contact Fossil Free Books on fossilfreebooksuk@gmail.com or via their website. Things that have struck us. People's Tribunal on Police Killings. The first session of the People's Tribunal on Police Killings in the UK took place on April 6th and 7th. An initiative of the United Families and Friends Campaign, UFFC, Migrant Media and Forward Ever UK. The work is also supported by Black Lives Matter UK. The tribunal is concerned with the impunity with which police and other state killings continue in the UK and determined to radically challenge this status quo. It has been established to unify the struggles taking place, create a platform for justice, and take direct action. Testimonies from families and loved ones of those killed by the state included those of Marcia Rigg, Ajibola Lewis, and Myrna Simpson. You can watch the tribunal recordings on YouTube. We Bear Witness, NEJMA Collective Report. The NEJMA Collective, founded in 2022, is, begin quote, a volunteer group of Muslims working in solidarity with people in prison, motivated by Islam's holistic approach to justice that contextualizes harm rather than defining people solely by their actions. This approach also seeks accountability and reparation, rather than simply caging people and making them more vulnerable. End quote. At the end of 2024, they released their first report, which reflects on the work they have been doing with Muslims in prison since their inception. Begin quote. This report is a testament to those who continue to struggle, learn, and fight the horrors of the carceral world order of colonialism and capitalism. End quote. The report can be downloaded, read, and shared from the NEJMA Collective website. And for those who wish to support the collective's essential work, you can make one-off or recurring donations via their donation page. Dates in our diaries. Soundtrack to a coup d'etat. Film screening with panel discussion. Begin quote. When people are suffering around the world, what exhausts me is hearing people say, I stand with you, I'm here for you, how can I help you? Because we're giving you opportunities to help, to support, to stand with us, and you're not showing up. End quote. Priscilla Toko. On Sunday, 27th April, At One Cinema will be holding a screening of Soundtrack to a Coup d'Etat, with proceeds supporting ongoing efforts in the DRC. Johann Grimmenpres's documentary follows Congo's declaration of independence and the country's post-colonial era, fusing this with a soundtrack of bebop, rumba and jazz, which was itself an element of the CIA's role in the assassination of Patrice Lumumba. The screening will be followed by a panel discussion by Congolese Action Youth Platform, CAYP, touching on critical issues like genocide, imperialism, extractive capitalism, ecocide and femicide. Find out more and buy tickets on the Eventbrite page. In Search of Common Ground, Stuart Hall Foundation 10th Anniversary Programme. This year marks the 10th anniversary of the Stuart Hall Foundation, and we're looking forward to the series of discussions they'll be offering over the summer, with the theme titled In Search of Common Ground. The programme starts in May with the 8th annual Stuart Hall Public Conversation, featuring a keynote by Professor Françoise Vergès. Begin quote. In Vergès's keynote, there'll be no future without seizing the present. She will consider how we might think across difference to construct a life-affirming politics in times of polycrisis, with a presentation organised around possibilities for reappropriating the present. End quote. We're excited for this programme's focus on Stuart Hall's ideas around identity, which dare us to build a collective politics that is flexible enough to hold, even if momentarily, the sum of our individual concerns. Further details can be found on the Stuart Hall Foundation's website. Urban Nostalgia Part 1, a series created by Edward Adonteng. Image alt text. Vibrant event poster for Urban Nostalgia Part 1, set against a burnt orange background, featuring a collage of vintage garden scenes, a purple elephant with a tower on its back, London street signs, and a BlackBerry phone. Text reads, Urban Nostalgia Part 1, a series created by Edward Adonteng. The Garden Museum, 29th April 2025, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Seminars by Dr. Alex Rees-Taylor, Naz from Newham. Begin quote. Can I enjoy the nostalgia reserved for the rural, for the urban? Reflecting on the stanza from the poem, and what will my descendants say about their ancestral home, the council estate? This series of seminars will engage with the question of urban nostalgia. What is nostalgia? How does it make you feel? Do we ignore the negative aspects of our longing for a glorious past? End quote. Happening on Tuesday, 29 April at the Garden Museum, an evening of reflecting on what forms memory for us based on our surroundings growing up. The panel will be made up of Senior Lecturer in Sociology and History at Goldsmiths, Dr. Alex Rees-Taylor, writer, curator and archivist Naz Hamdi, Naz from Newham, and Edward Adonteng, an essayist, poet, artist, gardener and academic from South London. Get your tickets here for Urban Nostalgia. GEM members updates. New ways of relating. We are sad to be saying goodbye to Victoria Ogwegbunam Okoye, who has left GEM after over 2 years of sharing her incredible wisdom, vitality and beauty. We will miss her, but know that we will continue to be in touch in different ways and look forward to getting to witness all that comes next for her and all that she shares with us and the world. Below is a contemplation that Ogwegbunam created, which we shared in an earlier newsletter, followed by an excerpt and image from the piece. Grafting Flowers, Ancestors and Dreams by Victoria Ogwegbunam Okoye. As part of last summer's gathering, Ogwegbunam created this contemplative, vulnerable, and ultimately powerful sharing, where she responded to, begin quote, the poem written by Aziza Johnson, Francesca Sobande, and Katusha Bento, and to Aziza's scholarly and personal legacy by shaping an experimental practice process, end quote. Begin quote. As we find each other, we make something different elsewhere. With each flower, stem, petal, bit of soil, I was helping make another space where we might gather together, a more affirming place for our full black beings. End quote. Image alt text, a photo of a host of flowering plants seen from above, with bunches of small lilac blooms and small dark green leaves.